Chapter 1, Real Life Examples of Real Deals. Before I jump into explaining what HUD homes are and how the system works, I want to give you some real life examples of real deals that I bought recently and resold quickly for a nice profit. I want you to see the kinds of properties that are available and the profit potential that you could be making once you perfect this strategy. Below is the first example. Example 1. Here's a screenshot from my website, www.investorsrehab.com, of a home that was listed on HUD's website at $30,000. The property description estimated that it needs $3,000 to $5,000 of repairs, based on the contractor's estimate that HUD ordered. It just needs paint and carpet, nothing major. And our research showed that it could sell for $58,000 once the repairs were done and it looked nice again. What would you offer for this house? We made an offer of $10,250, which was accepted. So if anyone tells you how HUD will only agree to some minimal percentage of a property's value, don't believe it. They can and will. We resold this house to another investor for $22,000 and let him do all the fix-up and take it from there. He is now renting it out for $675 per month and making a great cash flow for his efforts and has plenty of equity built in if he decides to sell for a profit. From this one deal, we pocketed an easy $12,000 minus closing cost and moved on to the next one. As previously mentioned, the screenshot is from my website, where I posted all of the details to make it available to investors on my buyers list. This house was in North Carolina, which may have a different market value than many other areas of the country, but it was a good deal for us and our buyer. But note that the house values do not have to be lower than the national average in order for you to make money with HUD homes. You just need to buy them at a large discount off of whatever each individual property's resale value will be, once fixed up, in your area. I'll cover this more in the section about making offers. Following is another example. Example number 2. This is another HUD home that we found recently with a tax assessed value of $85,000. Now, it may be worth more or less than that, but the tax assessor's guide is often a close enough guide to go off when initially looking at a property, especially if, like this house, it started out being listed for $45,000. In the past, in most areas, the tax value was usually lower than the actual value. We have found that now it is typically a little higher than the actual value. See the spread between the house's resale value and its listing price. This is a huge indicator that you should spend more time looking into this and possibly making an offer on it. In fact, this house was originally listed for $45,000, and then the price dropped down to $35,000, and then later was further reduced to $30,000. We ended up buying it for $10,125 and currently have another investor to flip it to for $23,000. This is called wholesaling deals. Getting a good one under contract and then getting a cash buyer to take it off your hands for more than you negotiated price, but with plenty of profit left for my wholesale buyer to fix it up, flip it, and make a nice profit. In this case, we will profit about $13,000 minus closing costs. We could also fix it up and resell it or hold it as a rental property. But in this case, we just plan on making a quick profit, but leaving plenty of profit in the deal for our buyer. As a follow-up, at the time of this writing, we are still waiting for HUD to settle some title issues that it's responsible to clean up before the closing can proceed. Yes, sometimes even HUD has some title issues that have to be worked out before closing. But rest assured that when you close on a HUD home, you will be issued clear title to the property with no outstanding liens or judgments. You also need to always get title insurance when purchasing a property. This is something that is handled by the closing agent, which could be an attorney or title company depending on the state the property is located in. I will talk more about that later. These are good examples of the types of deals that I like and that you should be looking for. These are the types of low purchase price that are possible. We sometimes make 25, 50, or 100 offers or more to get a property at a very deep discount. We then put it on our website after performing all of our due diligence to make sure it is really a great deal. After we know it is a great investment, we then resell it for a little bit more, as you have seen here, to my VIP buyers list. To get notified of screaming deals like these, simply go to www.hudhomeshalfoff.com and enter access code HUD1, that's the number one, to get on my VIP buyers list. I've also prepared a special video there for you. Following are more examples of real HUD home deals. Example number 3. This house was listed for sale for $45,000. Our research, more about research later, indicated it could resell for $90,000 after repairs. All it needed was carpet and a new deck on the back. We bid and bought it for $15,300. We resold it to another investor for $27,000. Now here's something funny and interesting. The investor who purchased this property from us was actually a realtor. He had seen the property listed on HUD's website for $45,000, but was able to purchase it from us for $27,000, which was still much less than he thought he could get it for. By the way, as a side note, throughout this book, I will be using the term realtor sometimes and real estate agent sometimes as well. Just to clarify, a realtor is a licensed real estate agent or broker who is a member of the National Association of Realtors. Most all real estate agents or brokers these days are members of the National Association of Realtors, which makes them a realtor. Okay, back to my realtor buyer who bought the house. Our deals are so good that realtors buy from us. Had he read my book, he could have just purchased it from HUD himself. But remember, there are plenty of deals to go around. Don't think that because many people are reading my book that all of the deals will disappear. The sad fact that most people who read a book or invest in education never do anything with it. Please don't let that be you. I want you to be successful and will do everything I can to help you. You've probably noticed that there are a lot of money to be made wholesaling deals to other investor buyers. I like this strategy of wholesaling so much that I have a team of full-time investors in my office who make offers all day long on HUD houses and other bank-owned properties. So as you can see, there's a wealth of opportunity out there for you with HUD Homes. You don't have to use your own money, and you don't have to have credit or be able to qualify for a loan. I will show you later how to get the money. You don't have to drive out to see a lot of properties or engage in fierce bidding wars with other people. Just keep in mind that you will have to make multiple offers before one is accepted. When the first few are turned down, don't get discouraged or let someone tell you that these low offers will never be accepted. What if you find out that other bidders are going to see the house or have made offers on the same day as you? My suggestion is to go about your business like you normally would, submit your bid, and name your price like we'll show you. Then let the chips fall where they may. Don't let the fact that someone else is interested discourage you. Take my word for it. Some will, some won't. It's truly a numbers game. For more information on how I run my wholesale operation, visit www.hudhomeshalfoff.com and enter access code HUD1. Here you can sign up for a free 10-part e-course, register for an upcoming training webinar that details the process, and much more. Example number 4. This one was a 4-bedroom double-wide listed for a little under $50,000. It didn't need significant repairs at all. It was in good shape. We bought it for around $15,000. Note that you could still get good deals on HUD homes needing little or no repairs. Some people keep their property in great condition, but unfortunately lose it due to financial problems. But generally, the more repairs needed, the more likely your low offer will be accepted. This one provided another quick and tidy profit for us through wholesaling, a fantastic opportunity for beginners or those wanting to bypass managing repairs or tenants. Wholesaling is one of the fastest ways to generate some immediate cash as a new investor. I bought this property in my self-directed Roth IRA, where the profits will be tax deferred for life. Imagine that. Did you know you can use your IRA or retirement account to invest in real estate? Special bonus. If the idea of rolling over your real estate profits and building up a retirement fund much, much faster sounds good to you, I strongly suggest you check out two bonus items I have added with your purchase of this book. Just go to www.hudhomeshalfoff.com and enter access code HUD1, that's the number one, for a special audio and written report that will show you how to get your IRA or retirement account set up to be able to buy real estate. Example 5. This home was listed for $50,000 on the HUD website. There were two other houses on the same street that were listed for $85,000 and $69,900. It needed about $6,000 in repairs, including carpeting, a stove and fridge, and a new HVAC unit in the back. We put it on our website as a wholesale deal, as is, but later decided to retail it. We bought it for $18,000 and decided to retail it as mentioned above. We put about $6,000 in repairs to it, then listed it with a local realtor and sold it within 90 days for $54,000 to a person who is going to live in it. We made $30,000 on this little mobile home in about 90 days. Is that great or what? You can do the same thing. Just because my examples are low-priced properties, I don't want you to think that I only buy cheap properties. I do buy a lot of cheap properties, but I have also purchased many more expensive properties. We have bought many houses for $50,000 to $100,000. However, as previously mentioned, it is more difficult to get HUD to accept a much lower offer on the more expensive properties. But on the plus side, the more expensive properties are usually easier to retail, although there are fewer buyers that can qualify for more expensive properties and have more profit built into them if you will follow my formula, as I will outline later.